Next item on the agenda is County of Middlesex, 061937.
County of Middlesex is requesting authorization to remove two pilings and install a total of four new pilings adjacent to the existing public pier at their public landing on Lockleys Creek at the end of State Route 621 in Middlesex County. Project is protested by both adjacent property owners.
This seems familiar. Is this similar to, did we have a case similar to this within the last year or two?
I had another project down at the end of a road next to the landing.
Not this one.
Not this one.
Okay, thank you.
This one's been around for a while, though. The reason it took so long is they had some health department issues they needed to get variances on.
Okay.
Public Landing is owned by Middlesex County and is located along Lockleys Creek near the end of State Route 621. This is the Route 3 bridge going over the Rappahannock River. Lockleys Creek, Mill Creek, Meacham Creeks, Rappahannock out here. A closer view of the same topo map. The creek is approximately 675 feet wide at the project site. Development along the creek includes a mixture of residential and commercial properties. Lockley's Marina is the adjoining property owner just past the public landing. This is the Middlesex County tax map. Closer view of it with the public landing property highlighted. Over here is Lockley's Marina. They are objecting to it, as is the owner of Lot 8. The 2002 Vigen aerial project involves the replacement of two pilings and the installation of two new pilings adjacent to the existing public use pier. All four new pilings will be located 22 feet from the existing pier, and they're designed to improve the ability to moor vessels at the pier. The county explained in a letter dated August 30 of 2006 that there are no formal slips at the pier, but the county allows boats to moor overnight. They stated that approximately four boats use the pier on a regular basis and that they anticipate such activity would continue. The facility is primarily utilized by commercial watermen. This is the plan view drawing. These two pilings out here are the ones to be replaced, essentially in the same location, and then two new pilings closer into shore. All of those pilings would be 22 feet from the main stem of the existing pier. So a closer view of that 2002 aerial. The project is protested by both adjoining property owners. Mr. Jack Masmanian Jr. is the owner of Lockley's Marina, and he states he is concerned that the existing sanitary facilities are inadequate and the users of the pier are using his facilities and dumpsters. He said the landing does not have a pump-out facility, is not properly zoned, and is a violation of health department requirements. He added that the facility is used after the posted hours and that the pier encroaches on the neighboring riparian rights. Mr. Roger Hopper submitted a letter of opposition on behalf of the other adjoining property owner, a Mrs. Dolores Miller. She believes the pilings are too close to her property and too tall, and that the boats tied to the pier will float over her leased oyster planting ground.
Excuse me. Can you go back to that one and point out what pier we're talking about?
Yes.
I think I
know. Sorry. It's this pier here is the community pier. This is the marina property. This is about the boundary between the marina and the county landing. And then this is Mrs. Miller's pier.
Okay.
Sorry, I should have pointed that out. This picture is taken from near the property line separating the county property and Ms. Miller's lot. Can't quite see it, or maybe you can. There's piling right back there. That's the one to be replaced, just beyond the stern of the workboat. This picture shows the location of the pier, which this is the pier here. This is the outer mooring pile from it, and its relationship with the Lockley's Marina property line and boat ramp. This aerial is from the Middlesex County website. It is post Isabel and Ernesto. You can see the damage that Lockley's Marina took. In their report dated April 19, 2007, VIM states the direct impacts of the pilings will be minor. They add, however, that if overnight mooring is allowed, then adequate sanitary and solid waste collection facilities should be provided and maintained if they're not already. By letter dated April 15, 2008, the Health Department informs us the project has been granted a variance from their sanitary rules for marinas and boat moorings. The special conditions of the variance are detailed in a letter from Dr. Karen Remley to Mr. Charles M. Cully, dated April 3rd of 2008. The variance was granted with special conditions requiring two portable privies of the type that includes hand washing facilities and a contract for their pump out and approval by an approved pump and haul contractor. County is also required to monitor the units to make sure or to determine the frequency of use and the required pump out. County must also maintain a pump out agreement for the boats, the boat pump outs, with the nearby Regent Point Marina, and must provide a dump station and holding tank for portable toilets using from boats using the pier. No overnight occupancy is allowed on any of the boats moored at the pier. Finally, the county is required to contact the health department if any of those conditions are violated. So you can see they worked with the health department a good bit on this one. No other state agencies commented on the project. These are the portable toilets. They have been installed. I was just down there last week. The southernmost piling is located close to Mrs. Miller's leased oyster planting ground, but it does not appear that to staff that it will directly encroach on the ground. The pier is located within a small embayment, and the area is crowded. However, we do not believe the project will adversely affect navigation within Lockley's Creek. If more than two boats were to be moored along the northeast side of the pier, access to and from the Lockley's Marina ramp could be obstructed. The location of the ramp immediately adjacent to their shared property line, however, adds to this congestion problem. The pilings are proposed to improve the existing mooring conditions at the pier. No new slips are proposed. The project was held in a pending status for an extended period while Middlesex County worked with the health department to develop an acceptable plan for sanitary facilities at the landing. The required facilities should be a significant improvement over the existing or previously existing pit privies used at the landing. Both neighbors have expressed concerns regarding the pier's pier facilities' possible encroachment on their property rights and, in Ms. Miller's case, her leased oyster planting ground. Staff does not believe the southernmost piling will encroach on Mrs. Miller's oyster planting ground. However, a survey may be required to confirm the location of the piling relative to the lease. It's important to note that a permit issued by the commission would not grant the permittee any right to encroach on property rights, including riparian rights of others. Additionally, the permit would not grant the permittee any right to encroach on leased oyster planting ground without the consent of the leaseholder. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the project as proposed.
Thank you, Chip. Any questions for Mr. Neikirk?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Well, would you recommend that no more than four boats be moored there?
I'd hate to get into that enforcement mode. I think the facility probably lends itself to there not being any more than four, but I'd hate to, you know, have to, you know, be going out there every time there was another boat that happened to be tied up.
So you don't think that the adding the two pilings is going to?
No, essentially that's just going to improve. It's going to improve the ability to moor what's currently going on there now. There's only two pilings, and you can see here that there is no piling down here. Essentially, they're replacing this one
right.
and that one, and they're putting a piling here and a piling here.
But it wouldn't allow them to moor any more boats, in your opinion?
I mean, at some of these landings, you'll see workboat after workboat after workboat, you know, and they're used to mooring like that. I wouldn't say that couldn't happen here.
But the installation of these wouldn't, in and of itself, cause that to happen.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
That's what I meant. In the back here, you'll see the lines come ashore. You know, it looks like the pile lines are running up on the shoreline as opposed to a pile line.
Yeah. Further questions?
This is a county-owned...
Mr. Holland.
Yes, sir.
And then they lease the...
They don't even lease the slips. It's just provided, I believe, free of charge, first come, first serve there.
So whoever comes in first gets the...
That's the way I understand it. And I think there are some that are regularly moored there.
But no one sleeps on
Ms.
the boat.
Fox.
That's correct. They're prohibited from sleeping on the boat.
Further questions? Thank you, Chip. Is county here or represented?
I don't believe they are.
Okay. Anyone here in favor of the project? Anyone here against the project? Okay. Hearing none, the matter is before the commission.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve staff's recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins to approve staff recommendation, second by Mr. McCluskey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Joe.